Remedy, part one of the Chronic Pain series, a Naruto fanfiction written by Kirgaya, read by God of Laundry Baskets. Guy doesn't want to admit it, but he would very much like to go home. They've been cooped up in the Hokage's office for almost 2 hours now. Him, Kakashi, and the two main branch representatives of the Hyuga clan. And Guy's leg is throbbing. 3 hours ago, he was delighted to take part in this meeting. It's been a long time coming. Prying apart one of Konoha's oldest, most guarded, ridiculous, most barbaric traditions has been on Kakashi's to-do list since Lady Tsunade first mentioned the possibility of succeeding her, and it's a relief for those long, sleepless nights of preparation to bear fruit. There are many, many people in the Hyuga clan and the village who will need convincing to scrap the caged bird seal. Preventing a fallout is a delicate operation. Preventing amnesty and anger in another great clan. And Kakashi has his work cut out for him. That's not to say he'll be working alone. No, Guy certainly won't allow it. That's why he's here. And not to mention there's Hinata and Team 8, her friends and family, and the remainder of Team Guy. Neji should be here for this. But the war. Guy's here instead, and that will have to mean something. Right now, it means he's in pain, exhausted, and struggling to focus on the debate. Kakashi can be very convincing even without a Sharingan, but the noble clans of Konoha are of a particularly kind of company. Traditions, even as backwards as a caged bird, are needs must in their eyes. Change will be slow, like a storm rolling in. Kakashi is equal measures eager and terrified, but then he always has been in the face of a storm. Guy is eager too. Or he was before the meeting, and now his leg decided that it's had quite enough. Chakra pathways are fickle things. Nerves are even worse. Guy thought he had perfect control of his body, that he was in tune with it, inside and out. But ever since waking to an onslaught of pain after opening his 8th gate, and the pain just never leaving, he isn't so sure. He hurts. All of the time. In the year that has passed since regaining consciousness in the hospital, there hasn't been a single waking moment without pain. Guy finds himself tiring so easily now. That it's midwinter certainly doesn't help. He misses long days of summer and the high afternoon sun. Although, at least when it's cold, he has an excuse to carry a hot water bottle around with him wherever he goes. It's sitting on his lap right now, hidden by the blanket. It finished giving off heat over an hour ago, and now it's a floppy pad of plastic in his hands. He would like to go and reheat it, but that would require interrupting the meeting and drawing attention to himself. Kakashi has enough on his plate at any given moment, so the best thing Guy can do is wait. And if there's anything he has learned over the past year, it's how to pretend he's not in pain and wait. Ma, could you give us a moment? Guy snaps back into the conversation, feeling the attention shift towards him. There is little the Hyugas can do to deny Kakashi's request. He is their Hokage, even if they're all still accustoming themselves to it. Of course, they mutter, shifting away from the desk to create the illusion of privacy. They begin to converse in low tones, but Guy doesn't listen. He blinks over at Kakashi and realizes he's been caught daydreaming, the tips of his ears burning red. It doesn't seem like Kakashi's about to kick him out, though. Kakashi's gaze softens from Hokage to husband. And it is still so, so strange to see two brown eyes. And he sets a hand down on Guy's knee, hidden by the table, but never from Ahuga's view. It's not Guy's bad knee, thankfully, but his entire body is taut with the waves of pain from his leg, and it's still too much. He twitches away, teeth clenched tight. The wheelchair squeaks in protest, and Kakashi lifts his hand away. Do you need—
No,
Guy interrupts, more sharply than intended. They both wince, Guy with guilt and Kakashi with uncertainty. He hadn't meant to be so brash. A moment of impasse rises between them, like the bone-white chill of Kakashi's Anbu mask. They are not often at odds with each other, not anymore. But Guy's leg, hip, and spine are on fire, and he grips the arms of the wheelchair instead of pushing Kakashi away. I am well enough for this, he insists, forcing himself to believe it. Perhaps if he speaks with enough conviction, he can will the pain away. There was no need to stop on my account. Even without the Sharingan, Kakashi is perceptive. That cursed eye showed him a red world somewhere between reality and delusion, but it did not teach him to see. He learned that on his own, watching and waiting like the Hitake clan wolves. Still, Kakashi's certainly not up to par with the Hyugas, but that doesn't matter. Guy realizes he's in a room full of people who can see through his bullshit and tries not to despair. Don't look at me. Embarrassment rises up his throat like bile. Guy is no stranger to pain, to agony, to torture, to death. Opening the eighth gate boiled him alive. It was unlike anything he has ever and ever will feel again. But it was brief. There was an end. Some days, his worst days, he would rather burn again than this. This fluctuating, unceasing pain. Every day is different. Most are bad. Some are better. But all are underlined by an unwavering thrum of pain. About a year now he has lived with it. Survived, perhaps, but not coped. He wouldn't call it coping. And in a way he cannot put into words or hope to explain, he is as scornful of it as he is protective. His pain belongs to him. He hates it, he truly does. But it's the result of his actions, his experience, and his to bear. He can hardly remember a time without pain, can hardly remember who he was before it. Well, it was about time for more tea anyway, Kakashi says, his voice lifting up to the far side of the room. There's a clink of porcelain against wood. Once, twice, three times. And then, ah, thank you, Shizune. Guy stares at the corner of the desk. Shizune sets another cup there, and then returns to her seat. The tea is dark and wafting steam. He recognizes it as one of the fruit blends that Kakashi stocks in the office. The administrative team don't drink it, nor do Kakashi's personal team. Just Guy. He takes the cup and smells blueberries and black currants. The porcelain warms his hand until they're almost blistering, but he doesn't mind. He likes to press the mug up against his back to ease the pain, but he only considers it half-heartedly. The Hyugas are still speaking amongst themselves. Guy risks a glance at his husband of 5 months and receives an instinctual smile in return. His chest flutters and then tightens as Kakashi's expression flattens to neutrality. He will never tire from making Kakashi happy, but he's doing a terrible job at it now. Guy steels himself against the inevitable pity and rests his hand on Kakashi's leg. He reminds himself that he is a friend, a war hero, and an advisor, but most importantly, he's a husband. He's resurrected. He went up in flames and wouldn't die. I'm listening. I'm sorry I let my mind wander. It's fine. Let it wander. Kakashi replies, Crow's feet wrinkling around his eyes. He's twice as easy to read now that his forehead protector isn't slanted over his face. He hasn't learned to compensate for it yet, which delights Guy beyond belief. In fact, I have a treat for you when we get home. Guy's stomach flips, but his pain-addled brain takes a moment to catch up. He squeezes Kakashi's thigh, a reprimand for what cannot surely be a comment indicative of indecency. Not in the office, not in the presence of officials from the Hyuga clan. We are in a meeting. Kakashi's eyes are bright despite the dog-tired shadows beneath them. In comparison to the ever-immaculate Hyuga's, he looks like a dog's chew toy. Guy loves him dearly, be it covered in blood or sweat or all manner of things. But that doesn't explain why other parts of him do. I know, Kakashi whispers, leaning closer. His hair tickles the side of Guy's face. Otherwise, I'd give it to you here. Guy's mind doesn't so much as wander as it does careen off the edge of a cliff. He hopes the Hyugas are looking anywhere else, but he doesn't dare glance over to check. We shouldn't discuss. It's fine. I threw up a genjutsu. Guy presses his lips together, risking that glance. If the two Hyugas have any idea what's transpiring across the desk, they seem too deep in conversation to comment on it. You are almost unmatched in combat, rival, and I will be the first to say so, but the Hyuga wouldn't pry into their Hokage's business now, would they? The mug that Kakashi raises to his mouth reads, I do what I want. Guy wants to laugh. He really, really wants to. But sudden movements and damaged nerves aren't a happily married couple like he and Kakashi are. He settles for sucking in his bottom lip and fighting back the laughter until tears gather in his eyes. I cannot be bribed, rival, he insists, although he really, really can. Are you sure? Kakashi drawls, looking smug. In one unfaltering movement, he feeds his hand under the arm of the wheelchair and slips it up under Guy's shirt. For the briefest of seconds, Guy is convinced he's about to initiate something untold, but then his hand reaches Guy's lower back, and it's hot, unnaturally so. Kakashi presses down firmly, his palm spanning the width of Guy's spine, and then some. His chakra, usually the temperamental lightning snapping across the sky, is calm and warm as it seeps in through Guy's skin. Guy's sigh of relief is a little too loud. I could be convinced. Kakashi smiles. Relax, he says, rubbing his thumb in little circles. Guy's nerves sing. I'm sorry this meeting is dragging on for so long. Guy's leg is still turning itself inside out, but his spine is melting into goop, and it's bliss. I'm happy to be here, he says, and it's true. He'd be happier if he wasn't in pain, but if Lord Six himself doesn't mind being a personal hot water bottle for a little while, then who is Guy to complain? I'm happy you're here too. Is this helping? Yes. How long can... Oh, I'm sure I can manage until we wrap this up. Guy squeezes Kakashi's thigh again, this time in gratitude. Kakashi says nothing further, but when he drops the genjutsu on the Hyugas, he doesn't drop his hand. The end. Thank you for listening.